Tilburg's hottest breakfast show.
And joining us in the hot seat this morning, Luke Lamprecht. How's it going, Luke?
Very lekker in yourself.
Lekker, man. Nice and up and early. You look fantastic on a Monday morning.
Thank you.
Lovely.
He's not sure you mean it.
No. Genuine. Wow. So, Luke, you are involved. You have something called FWI as opposed to FWY. Okay. Which is the Fight with Insight. What is that?
So, Fight with Insight is an open access boxing gym that is run sort of from the corners of Bromfontein Hill, Brown Parktown.
Yeah.
Where we really open our doors to young people from the inner city to give them a place to be fit, learn about health, nutrition, and life skills every afternoon and every Saturday morning of the year.
Okay. Now, how did you come about starting this?
Well, I ran a place called the Teddy Bear Clinic for Abused Children, and I was getting very stressed working with child abuse every day.
Yes.
And I sort of thought, well, I need to manage my stress a bit, and I went back and played squash. My partner got hurt. I needed something I could do by myself. So I went to Anton Gilmore and I said, look, I want to come boxing. And he says, you can join the veterans class, which I thought was a bit rude. But anyway, I went back and did veterans boxing and it really helped me a lot. And at the time I was running a program that was dealing with the new Child Justice Act, which was how to rehabilitate sort of young sex offenders, so child sex offenders. And I thought, we've taken them out of a situation where they've committed crimes,
yeah,
and I'm just sending them back to the same situation after the program. So let me give them somewhere else to be.
Okay.
And that's how the gym started.
Now, why have you, it seems as though you've been doing a lot of causes over quite a long period of time. What got you into doing that?
It's a strange story. I grew up in the south of Joburg, and I grew up on a place called Chrisville, so it's sort of between Robertsham and Bella Vista. And I saw a lot of young people from Bella Vista, which was sort of the more sort of poor white area, and they were really struggling. And I couldn't understand why some people struggled and my life seemed to be great.
Yeah.
And I spoke to one of my teachers about it, and I was all of 10 years old. And he was a counselor at Lifeline. And he said to me, sure, you've got like quite an intuition for social justice, and sort of mentored me. And so from about the age of 10, I knew that the world was a place that's full of suffering. I must not add to it, and I must try to relieve it.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Jeez, I've got cold shivers listening to that. I wish I had... Okay, now, you've got this program. And kids from the inner, as you say, you really look at it, the inner city of Joburg,
correct,
have this ability to come there. Do they just arrive? How do you promote yourself to get them there? And surely you also have limited facilities.
Okay, so the interesting thing is that we don't promote ourselves at all. What we did is we literally opened our doors and we put word out on the street that there's a boxing gym that you can come. We'll help you with your nutrition. We'll help you with your hygiene. We'll help you with your, particularly life skills education.
Yes.
And you can learn to be fit. And they went out literally and recruited their friends. So while the facilities are limited, we have split classes. So in the afternoon, we'll have a class where it's fitness, then a class for life skills, then we'll have a class where it's competitive boxes, and then on a Saturday morning it's pretty much everybody. We've got people coming from as far as Lanseria, Springs, the south of Joburg. And it really is, the nice thing is on a Saturday, it's really a social cohesion thing because we've got children that cross over the boundaries between Rosebank and Hillbrow. You know, often you may as well have an actual wall between children in Hillbrow and Rosebank.
Of course.
Because of the fear of the sort of the different worlds. And the social cohesion part of it is we all are actually very much the same. You know, the differences that we create are based on perceptions in our mind.
You've had some incredible success with talented boxers. I mean, you know, so you've started off as you know, just getting people off the streets, getting, as you say, their nutrition and getting them fit. But all of a sudden, you've got a couple of gems. Tell us one or two.
Yeah, we've generated some extraordinary talent in the city. So if you look at kind of natural talent search, we've managed to generate one, what they call SBL. So it's the league between the professionals and the amateurs.
All right.
So he's an elite boxer, and so he's fighting in the adult category. He's fought for the South African title. We have had now, two girls and one boy who have fought for the Gauteng champions, and we won three of the Gauteng titles, so three of them are going to the nationals, and we've now got seven schoolboys fighting for the schoolboy title, and they will then fight for nationals. So once you can fight for nationals, that allows you to fight in the Commonwealth and the Olympics if we qualify. So we've got the biggest boxing club probably in the country. In 3 years of our existence, we probably have the biggest boxing club in the country, and we're generating the most incredible talent.
Did you expect this?
I actually didn't expect the boxing success, I must be honest. So what the idea was to have a place. So it's primarily drawing boy children. There's lots of girl yes. child programs, and it's because of the nature of the sport, it's attracting predominantly boys. And the idea was that we could have good, authentic men who don't need to have this hyper-masculine kind of nonsense that goes with it. We're authentic men, but we don't have to be, for example, disrespectful to women. We don't have to be sort of macho.
Okay.
We just are authentically men. And that's also drawn a group of women in. And that was the original aim. The original aim was to say, in the inner city, we are raising good children.
Mm-hmm.
The inner city is a place where people come, and the associations with Hillbrow are drugs, prostitution, gangsterism, violence, crime, sure. etc. And nobody associates raising good children with the inner city of Joburg.
Of course.
And there are really good children in the inner city. So that's what we aimed at highlighting.
All right.
Just through that, this hunger for, you know, kind of boxing and talent just emerged. So I really didn't expect it.
All right. It's a beautiful story. Sam was telling me something. You have this quite unique four-step program that I believe happens in your gym.
Okay. So we got four principles. So every child needs a sense of belonging. Every child needs to feel they're good at something. They need to feel generous towards somebody else.
Yeah.
And they need to have a sense of independence. So, for example, in the inner city, if the average person makes an assumption of where a teenage or young adult boy will belong, they'll think you'll belong to a gang. So I didn't open a ballet school for boys because that wouldn't have drawn them in. I opened a boxing gym as an alternative to the gangs. And then the boxing principles are first impressions. Walk in, shake my hand, look me in the eye, tell me your name so I can hear it so that you are here. Then we look at first, so that's first impressions.
Yeah.
Then we look at, again, generosity. So it's a sense of compassion. Be kind to people. Move forward positively. So in other words, set yourself a set of goals. And within that, what we're looking at is all of those can be applied to your life. So when somebody comes for a job interview and I shake your hand, I look you in the eye and I announce myself, that first impression makes a big difference. So right from the time you walk into the gym, we're teaching them skills that can be applied to life in general through the metaphor of boxing.
Sure. I tell you, it's an extraordinary system you have going there. From Hot Cares, how can we assist in some kind of way? I mean, what would you guys be looking for?
Okay, so there's three categories of things that we look for. The first is we look for people to expose the young people to opportunities. So, for example, someone at the gym's interested in broadcasting, come sit around here for a day so that they know what broadcasting is about. So any job that would be true for. So yeah. it's a case of we call that kind of, you know, exposing children to opportunities so they can see their world can open up for them. The second is stuff. And, you know, children need all kinds of stuff. Everybody's got children they know. So
sure.
Sporting equipment, boxing gloves, bags, shoes, et cetera, et cetera. And also school stuff. So it's stuff to go to school with because education, the children of the inner city really prize education. A lot of children are in the city so that they can get an education. And obviously with the inner city is a place of limited resources. So,
yeah.
you know, we obviously want to give them the best opportunities possible. So there's lots of stuff. And then stuff around hygiene and nutrition. We're actually building a kitchen at the moment, which has been sponsored so we can teach children to cook. But to cook nutritiously and cook sort of vegetarian food that's really tasty, but it's chickpeas and beans and lentils and those kinds of things. So that stuff you can store is relatively inexpensive but very yes. nutritious.
Okay.
So restaurants can come and host a cooking day and people can come and sort of be involved. And then obviously money. because, yes, you know, all of this stuff costs money to do. You know, we've got to pay rent, we have to pay salaries, you know, we've got to pay coaches, we've got to pay staff. So it's in the realm of exposure, stuff and money.
Where else do you get funding from?
So our main funder over the years has been Laureus Sports for Good Trust. So Laureus has been, they've kind of been our seed fund in every stage of our evolution. They have been there for us. For example, now, next week, I'm going to the Eastern Cape to open a branch in the Eastern Cape.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, we're starting to try a bit of a franchise model. So, you know, they're our biggest funder. And then we have an alliance called the Fight for Peace Alliance. And that's a worldwide boxing and martial arts for social change and sport for good program. And through them, we've accessed Comic Relief Funds. And Comic Relief is our biggest single donor. And then we've got people like Bay of Babes, who did an event for us. And then we've got also the Oppenheimer Daughters Trust.
Okay, wow. Funders. All right, fantastic. Now, I believe there was another thing. This year, you mentioned a little bit earlier, 3 boys, 2 girls selected for the Joburg Amateur Boxing Team. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sipo, Peace, and Reggie, they're going to be doing some stuff. So from Hot Cares, what we'd like to contribute to you, Luke, is 5,000 Rand towards boxing kit travel to and from the competition, food for the boxers during the competition and tournament, and hopefully it, you know, you come back with some medals.
That's fantastic, because at the time that you wrote this, they were competing for the Gautengs. They won the Gautengs.
Okay.
So now that 5,000 to travel to the Nationals will be brilliant.
Wow. Wonderful.
Thank you so much. So they're fighting for a South African title now.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I'm just so inspired by your story. I'm just blown away.
Who inspires you?
Well, you know, when I look around the gym, there's two sort of in the boxing fraternity, Muhammad Ali and Nelson Mandela are the two people, because what they did is they used boxing. I mean, the one was a competitive boxer and the other one said that he wished he had, I mean, his greatest regret, Mandela, was that he didn't win the world, the heavyweight world title. And, you know, they use boxing as a metaphor. So Muhammad Ali, obviously, you know, kind of for social change, changing his name and so on. And Mandela just that it was a metaphor for the struggles we all face.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, things can be difficult, and boxing is a great metaphor for how we can overcome struggle.
Luke, you're such a positive individual. Have you ever had any resistance that you've had to face and deal with?
You know, it's interesting. The biggest resistance to things is kind of people's perceptions of what we do. So boxing has a particular reputation, Heelbrow has a particular reputation, and if I can just overcome the resistance to actually get to us, for example, on our open Saturday morning where we do runs through the city and we do our conditioning, the resistance sort of melts away immediately. When people come and see, so instead of the perception of inner city children, Heelbrow, you know, it's all like gangster and whatever. Once people come there, they're absolutely blown away. So it's a perceptual resistance that has been my greatest challenge.
Luke, finally, if people want to get in touch with you, do you have a web page? Where are you exactly situated, and when can somebody just come and visit?
Okay, so the best place to access us is on our Facebook page, which is Fight With Insight. And the nice thing about that page is I don't touch it. It's run by our young people completely. They put all the content up. And on there you'll see the times. There's also a Google map on how to get to us.
Fantastic.
And the best time to access us is our Saturday mornings. We do a 9 to 10 inner city run. So we run Heelbrow, Bromfontein, Parktown, inner city, Joburg. We then do a conditioning class, which people find quite challenging, even really fit people. And then we teach you to box. And boxing is really, it's about the mental chess of the fact that you've been put under pressure and you have to be able to respond while under pressure rather than just react. That we believe creates the general life skill, you know, that it's kind of stop, think, do. Instead of somebody says something and you kind of react to them, it's the ability to respond in a mindful, that's the inside part of the fight.
Yes.
In a mindful way, even while you're under immense pressure.
All right. Listen, it's fantastic. Please carry on doing what you're doing, and good luck with your Eastern Cape branch.
And we'll see you on Saturday morning.
Not this Saturday, but I can't be there this Saturday, but I do endeavor to be there on one Saturday.
Sounds great.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming through.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. There we go. Check it out on Facebook, Fight with Insight. All right, all of the details there. Luke Lamprecht.
Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
6 to 9.
Sasha Martinengo. Sam Cowan. Simon Hill. Carabo Yibe. John Wallen.
Hotter for you. 91.9.